Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Getaway Friday, August the 13th, 2021. And I've been promising it all morning. It is Friday the 13th, and we would have a guest on at 10:15 a.m. live that has not been on this program before. Now, let me give you a little background because I want to get to this person as quick as possible. We have had so many great guests in my career in broadcasting. We've had Phyllis Diller, Maya Angelou, Dick Gregory, Tony Curtis, Ernest Borgnine, Robert Culp, Art Linkletter. So many great, great people. But today, we might top all of those because our guest today, on this Friday the 13th, to help us celebrate 7 years on the air here, 19 years in broadcasting, he is a teacher, he is an educator, and probably the most famous stand-up comic actor television star of our time. With great pride and privilege, who'd have thought I'd say these words, our guest, Mr. Bill Cosby. Mr. Cosby!
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Well, after hearing that, I am levitating.
Were you counting the 60 seconds I gave you?
Yes.
To get to
49.
39.
49.
Oh, 40. I just got in under the bar.
Yes. Here's what I was thinking, and many of your listeners might call in and give their opinion. But this Olympics that just finished a week ago or whatever amount of time, because of the pandemic, what I kept thinking while watching events that ordinarily I wouldn't watch, but I watched them because I kept thinking, when they first started the Olympics, many of the countries were not there. But then the Olympics grew, and here comes radio. The wars, World War One, Two, and of course some of the cancellations of other countries, and then the doping. And I'm not saying that to say negative things happen. I'm talking about the growing of it, and then the size of the crowds and men and women track and field. And I really didn't pay attention that much to a lot of things. But then the pandemic hits, and Japan excludes filled stadiums. I'm now, and I cannot see. I'm totally blind. But I have the TV on in the daytime, and then sometimes at night. I'm watching wrestling. I'm watching, but I can't see. I hear the music and the gymnastics and the floor exercises and the et cetera, et cetera. And I'm watching women's wrestling, and there's Bruce Springsteen's daughter on, I don't know what the name of her horse is, but it's a wonderful name. And I said, thinking, this really brings those medals to the apex of winning, because it's without the crowd. The men's basketball, there's no filled stadium for them to draw upon. They just have to draw upon themselves, and themselves as a person born and raised, a citizen of the country, the city they're from. And the purity, I think, is my word, which others may use and come up with better. The enjoyment of watching people really and truly having to go within themselves, swimmers, gymnasts, diving, within themselves to win for their country without whatever the building is they're in while competing. And one thing missing, which I'm sure was going on, was the obvious friendship of the athletes representing their country, the friendship developed, because I think they had to stay in the village. They had to stay, and they couldn't go out and about. So you get to know your competitors. There's no obvious when other Olympics happened, I don't think you had any hatred. You did have strong rivalries when the West Germans were on the track and field, and the Russians were on the track and field, the females, the males, et cetera, et cetera. And that built upon things to the rivalries. So to wind up what I'm saying, I enjoyed this. I don't want it to happen again. I don't want a pandemic again in the next 3 or 4 years. I want the athletes to be able to come and be a part of the march into the stadium. The population of all the athletes, far in numbers, from the first 5 decades of Olympics. So that's what I'm saying.
You know, Mr. Cosby, it's interesting because when I watch the Olympics and think about the Olympics, I think about teachers, coaches, and things of that nature. And during this pandemic, education has become a real problem mess. What have you made of being a teacher yourself, this pandemic, the effect on teaching and education?
It's something that human beings have gone through before, whether it be smallpox or polio. And as an educator, University of Massachusetts, Amherst, that the conflict of the government and the CDC And I'm listening to stations that bring up to mask or not to mask, that is the question, to take the shot or not to take the shot, that is the question. It's important to know that I'm hearing something that I've never heard before, and that is the parents taking it upon themselves to do home teaching, and their children are coming out with stellar grades. And that, to me, is a smiling point, because if we can get people in the lower economic areas, I don't care if it's urban or rural, and you, as a parent, or as a foster parent, or as a family member, you know that you want to give this child a running start. In the old days, I'm 84 years old, but in the old days of being 11, 12 years old, parents had jobs of labor in lower economic neighborhoods. And what they worked hard for was to prepare a place for their offsprings to go on and go higher. That's all they ever preached. And that's what made them all proud, that you work in the factory for the so-and-so ball bearing company. You don't make much money, but you do know that you're going to push for your child to not be just a person who's stacking boxes and doing things like that. Not that there's something wrong with an honest living, but you can hedge against it. And so in the lower economic neighborhoods, when I was coming up, there wasn't anything that I recognized as subpar education. And I do recognize that now, for regardless of race, color, or creed, we're talking about poor people. Did you wake up?
No, I'm here. I'm just...
Oh, okay.
I could talk to you forever.
No, I don't think so, because Mrs. Cosby will come in here.
and say,
who is that man?
Shut us down.
Do me a favor.
Yes.
I know that you've got phones and things. Don't you talk to some of your listeners?
Yes.
Let's see what some of them have to say.
I can I ask you one more question, Mr. Cosby?
No.
No.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Of course.
Well, one the question that a lot of us are interested in is, will you return to the stage, and how excited are you to do so?
At the age of 84, I have a memory, and it's like you ever see those movies about a horse that wants to get out and run, and it starts to kick the doors down?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not at that stage yet, but I'll tell you one thing. I don't miss a beat in telling myself to record something that I think is hilarious in my storytelling mode. That's what I am. And I am not a joke teller, but I will if I find or hear a great joke that I didn't write, I will tell my audience, this is a joke that I heard. I won't put it on record, but I will tell one live if I so do care. But I am that horse going, I'm waiting for the okay for my fans.
Mr. Cosby, I have to say this. I know you're very busy. Before we let you go, I want to thank Andrew Wyatt, your dear friend, who has set this up for us today, who's been so good to me over the last couple years. And having you on today is really a great thrill. I truly appreciate that you made the time to do this and your first visit to this program, but I certainly hope not your last.
Well, I had a great time the last time you had a chance to even know I was in your, as Benny Moore used to say, Avery. And that was when they wanted to celebrate the statue of Jesse Owens in Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was also taught that his name was not Jesse, but that he was from the South, and his name had a J, and then the middle name had a C. So in the South, they just called him by those two initials, which, as they moved, when they moved to Ohio, J.C. became Jesse. Jesse. And that's what I learned.
The one and only Mr. Bill Cosby. Mr. Cosby, until next time.
Yes, sir.
Stay well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, there's a surprise. The one and only Mr. Bill Cosby here on WWGH Radio on this Friday, August the 13th, 2021. It was a guest we'd never had on before, and the voice sounds good. Mr. Cosby sounds very good. Now, as we talked with Mr. Cosby there, he said, let's open up the phone line, see what people think. If you have any opinions on the Olympics or what this pandemic is doing to schools, heaven knows we've got whole issues in this area with mask mandates heading into Monday's Marion City School Board meeting at 6 p.m. over at Harding High School. I'm going to try to be in attendance for that. But all this going down, if you have any opinions, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's interesting that Mr. Cosby talked about being blind and essentially listening to these Olympics much like radio, which is what you do when you're blind. But that's fascinating because, to me, radio is always drawing the picture, painting the picture for people. And I think that's what separates a good radio announcer or broadcaster from a good television announcer, is you have to paint the picture. And it's a very interesting morning here. So if you have any thoughts on schools and the pandemic and the Olympics and everything that's been going on, give us a buzz here. The phone lines will remain open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And as I said, we've had a lot of great guests on this show, from Phyllis Diller to Maya Angelou to Art Linkletter, Robert Culp, Dick Gregory, Tony Curtis, Ernest Borgnine, Joe Nuxall, one of my all-time favorites, but never Bill Cosby. But now we can put that name on the list. Was there any bigger star in television than Bill Cosby in the 1980s? 1990s, really. Just a gigantic star. And he did play the Palace here in Marion. I believe 20 years ago, this coming October. I know it was right after September 11th. And he did two shows, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. The Palace seats 1,400 people. And it was packed, both shows. And from my understanding, the people who worked at the Palace at that time, he did two completely different shows. Two-hour shows. Didn't take a break. So there you go. Mr. Bill Cosby. All right. Well, I know you want to continue on with the games we were doing. We finally got our final Family Feud question earlier. Let's zoom back into this. We've got about 20 minutes before the top of the hour here. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are available for you. Grab a line, 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you at this station. Okay, next category here. Name a state that has a lot of sports teams. How about this one? Name a state that has a lot of sports teams. We might be able to get through this in the next 19 minutes now. What do we got here? Name a state that has a lot of sports teams. 740-383-9944. And we will enter you in a competition to win some passes to Zumbezi Bay. All right, here come the calls. People love to win stuff. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
I've got a different question for you.
I'll go right ahead.
Have you talked to Jeff Ruth lately?
You know, I have talked to Jeff Ruth lately.
Is he doing the football this year on 1490 or not?
Well, I'll tell you. I know the answer to that, and I'm not sure. You know what? Can you give me about 2 minutes? Are you going to stay next to your radio?
Yeah.
Okay. Stay next to your radio, and I'll get back with you on that in about 2 minutes.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, stay there. All right, we're going to step out here for a quick break because I want to get some, I don't want to talk out of turn here this hour. So hold on a second. We're going to do a quick break here, and then I'm going to come back and hopefully give you the answer to that question. Well, we're getting a call here. Go ahead, caller.
California.
California, you know what? Number two. Hey, what'd you make of Bill Cosby?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, he sounded good, didn't he?
Yeah, it was good to hear from him.
Sounded good. Hey, thank you, caller.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be back in exactly 1 minute. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Guest you won't want to miss, like Clarence B. Jones, advisor, confidant, attorney, and co-author of the I Have a Dream speech to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And I cannot thank you enough for coming on to have this frank discussion, because a lot of people wouldn't have. And you came on short notice. Clarence Jones, a friend of this program, I hope you come back again.
Well, I came on short notice because this God I admire your journalistic integrity. You asked probing questions. You respect my answers, even though you may not agree with all of them. At least you accord me the professional respect which goes along with your craft. And so your listeners are very fortunate to have a broadcaster of your abilities and your broadcast journalism integrity. So I'm always pleased to be in your program.
Tough but fair is what you always hope they say about a journalist. Tough but fair.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
All right, we're back. And for the caller who wanted to know if Jeff Ruth was going to be doing sports on 1490 AM WMRN, as he has been doing for so many years, the answer is no. He has, he parted ways on a positive note with 1490 at this particular point. But here's the good news. Jeff is going to be doing football on WZMO, which is... 104.7 FM on the dial. So Jeff will be in the sports booth this coming fall doing sports, but not on 1490 AM. But they will continue to cover sports over there on 1490. So that's the story we're going with this morning. Jeff will be at a new station doing Friday Night Football, but 1490 AM will continue to cover the games as well. So there you go. 740-383-9944. We got Lee in here with California. Our question, name a state that has a lot of sports teams. A state that has a lot of sports teams. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you out there in the listening audience. Okay. Name a state that has a lot of sports teams. Okie dokie. Here we go. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Ohio certainly does.
You know, Ohio's got a few, don't they? Not on this list. What's wrong with them?
Did you know that Bill Cosby and my mom went to the same college? They were like 4 years apart.
No, I wondered what you would think of having Bill Cosby on this station.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan of his, but I admire his great career, you know, and his coming on, he was very, very nice. He went to Temple University like my mom did. They were like, you know, like, yeah, a few years apart. She went to school with David Brenner, though. He was actually, from what she told me, he was the manager of the radio station when she went to school there, because they were the same age.
Oh, is that right? Same age.
So isn't that a little fast? But in honor of Bill Cosby, Pennsylvania has a lot of sports teams. I mean, a lot of minor league teams in the middle, Wilkes-Barre, Red Baron, I think that's what they're called. Of course, Pittsburgh has several sports teams. I believe it's the closest hockey rival to Columbus, and Philadelphia's got a few. And I'm not sure if that'll be there, because most of Pennsylvania is that mountainous part in the middle. But the two big cities certainly have major league sports, and sort of smaller cities in the middle have a few themselves.
Pennsylvania is there, number five on the list. You got it.
Yeah, and. So Ohio's not on the list?
No, Ohio's not, but Pennsylvania is.
We have a lot of minor league teams. We have the minor league baseball teams. And, yeah, we have the exclusive hockey team in Columbus. And Columbus Crew is pretty well known, but I guess it kind of depends where people's allegiances are. Certainly all the most populated states will be there. Honestly, don't you think Ohio would be a better answer than Pennsylvania?
Well, yeah, we've got a lot of teams here, I would think.
We have three major cities with enormous metro areas. Pennsylvania has two enormous metro areas. It just, like Pennsylvania too, we have a few minor league teams. Yeah, you just never really know, but Pennsylvania, they hit number five.
They hit number five, in California,
maybe,
number two.
Maybe Bill Cosby being there, kind of being on the air with us, kind of affected it. Yeah, just great. I really kind of shocked it was, when you were starting to talk about stand-up comedian and just most well-known, I said, I know that Andrew had talked about having Bill Cosby on. It's like, is Bill Cosby really going to come on the air with us?
He did.
We are just absolutely, maybe because we have so many ties to Pennsylvania. Let's go to Pittsburgh and our Mr. Rogers ties.
I believe that was Bill Cosby's first interview in quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we have kind of an affection for Pennsylvania between the Mr. Rogers stuff. And, you know, there's I hate to say stuff, but there's so much we've done with the Mr. Rogers program, and that's something that I watched growing up, as you know. And now we get Bill Cosby. That's about as, and not just in terms of his fame and all he's done, just the political aspect of it. And he's been in the news.
It's I'm sure.
Quite an accomplishment there, interviewer to the stars. You have once again outdone yourself. I would hate to ask what your next, I hate to ask what your next accomplishment is. I think I was joking with Ron or somebody, maybe Queen Elizabeth or Prince Charles.
Hey, you never know. Hey, if you ever see me head to England, you'll know what I'm doing.
Yeah, maybe Prince Harry. I mean, he's kind of out of the mix there. Maybe get him on.
And I do want to let people know, I'm sure you'll have Bill Cosby up on the website if people did miss it.
I will make every effort to get it on shortly after 11 o'clock when the hour is over.
Thank you.
I get to be on the same hour as Bill Cosby.
You are on the same hour as Bill Cosby.
So that'll be your next accomplishment. Let's make that your next goal, Scott. Go to the top. Just get Queen Elizabeth on.
I'll work on that.
Because she'll have that really cool accent, and I'm sure she's got stories, and from what I hear, the royals have a pretty good sense of humor, so it'll be a nice, funny show, too. So.
Thank you. Thanks,
Al. Make that your next hurdle, Scott. I wouldn't put it past you to get the queen on.
You never know.
All right, see you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, the category this morning is name a state that has a lot of sports teams. Does anybody have another guess? California came in at number 2, and Pennsylvania at number 5, and Lee is in the competition. Go ahead, caller.
Florida.
Florida clocks in at number 3. You got it, Lee. Thank you. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 49 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Florida.
Lee just got that, Florida. Hey, what'd you make of Bill Cosby?
Oh, that was great. I haven't heard Bill Cosby in a long time.
It's been a while since he's been on radio.
Yeah, I think the last time I saw him, he did a comedy special on, I think it was Comedy Network I saw that on.
I think he did one, Far From Finished, I think was the name of it.
Yeah, because he come out there on stage and he sat down in a chair and you could look at his eyes and tell he was having trouble seeing.
Yeah, he did let us know he's totally blind now.
I wonder if he's got cataract.
I don't know. You know, I don't know what went on there.
I don't know either.
Interesting, anyway, though.
Yeah, that was nice. I liked hearing from him. I always watched Fat Albert and all that other stuff he did.
Oh, yeah, Fat Albert. My goodness. Hey, thank you, though, for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. Friday the 13th. 50 minutes past the hour. We've got California and Florida. Lee is in twice. He is our sports team fanatic here this morning. Let's go back to the phones. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
New York.
What's that?
New York.
New York, number
New
one
York.
Answer. You got it, Bob. Bob's in at number one. New York. Absolutely. Name a state that has a lot of sports teams. New York number 1, California number 2, Florida number 3, Pennsylvania number 5. Still 2 left. Go ahead, caller.
New York.
New York was number 1 on the list. We got it. Thank you. New York number 1 on the list. 740-383-9944. Texas. Texas is in an interesting place right now. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm sure Texas is there, Scott.
You got it.
College football is ginormous there, and it's a big state with a few baseball and football teams.
Texas is number 4 on the list. You got it.
Texas is 4. That's interesting. Honestly, I would put, yeah, was Florida number 1?
No, New York was number 1.
Okay, yeah, Florida and New York are big. Just Florida has a lot of colleges with well-known teams and quite a few major league teams also. Okay, well, I will keep listening. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we've got one answer left here. We've got name a state that has a lot of sports teams. New York was 1, California was 2, Florida was 3, Texas was 4, and Pennsylvania was 5. I about gave it away there, but I think Adam already had called in and had it. Okay, what's the final state? We've only got 50 of these. 50 states. Name a state that has a lot of sports teams. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. We've got New York, California, Florida, Texas, Pennsylvania. And we've got Lee in the competition twice. Who else is going to jump in here? Go ahead, caller.
My husband says Illinois.
Illinois would be the one. You have got it. That clock's in at number... Now, isn't that interesting? I think we only had 2 missed guesses there. And 50 states, but we were able to head in on that one.
All righty.
What'd you make of Bill Cosby?
He didn't sound like him.
Really?
No. Well, at least on the radio. But, I mean, voice-wise, didn't sound like him. But it was nice hearing from him.
You know, I think a lot of people, no matter what's going on, I think have a very positive memory of the work that he's done.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I think that's where that sits right now.
I'm one of them.
All right, well, got you in, Mary. Thank you.
Okie doke.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Okay, we're going on to the next category. We've got that one out of the way. Okay, let's see if we can get name something snowmen might have a nightmare about. What an odd category this is. Name something snowmen might have a nightmare about. 7 minutes left to go, and we'll do another drawing here. Maybe for a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo, 740-383-9944. Don't forget the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up next hour, 11:15 a.m. until 12 p.m. and then the Exchange Club today from 12:15 to 1. Don't miss all the hijinks here on WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
I would say if the weather is like it's been this week, they're going to melt very quickly.
Melting, I would think, would be...
Hot weather or heat. I mean, something under that category.
Yeah,
melting,
let's see
due,
here.
Due to the heat. Sometimes in the winter, we get 60, 65 degrees for a couple of days, and we get changeable weather here in the Midwest.
Heat, you know, fire, flamethrower, yeah, that's heat. We'll go with heat there.
Well, that would be a lot of heat if it was a fire or a flamethrower.
It's a lot.
I got a nice comical answer. This probably won't be there because it's kind of cerebral, but I think it's kind of funny. How about a snowplow?
A snowplow? That would give you a nightmare. You know, a snowplow is there, number five.
Well, that was a comedy answer. I just don't really understand it. It's like Ohio wasn't on the sports teams list, but snowplow was on the snowman list or snowwoman. Okay, well, yeah, if I was a snowman, a snowplow would definitely be a Friday the 13th event, wouldn't it?
It would be Triskaidekaphobia day today.
Okay,
thanks,
thank
Adam.
You.
Bye-bye. The category today, name something snowmen might have nightmares about. And we certainly are not thinking about snowmen the last 2 days here in Ohio, but it's Friday the 13th, so there you go. Name something snowmen might have nightmares about. 740-383-9944, 55 minutes past the hour. Fire, heat, that's number two on the list. Snowplow, shovel, that's number five. And so far in the competition, we've got Lee, Bob, and Mary this morning in the last 10 minutes. Lee, Bob, and Mary have all given correct answers. We'll give a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo away here in about 4 minutes. Who else is going to get in on the competition in the next four? 740-383-9944. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, this is my husband again. He says a dog.
A dog? Let's see here.
A dog walking by.
Dogs is the last answer on the list. Number eight, dogs. Yep, you got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What's
a carrot shortage? Let's see here. You know, that would be very dangerous. How would they smell? No carrot shortage for the old snowmen. Go ahead, caller.
Werewolves.
Werewolves? A snowman?
Yeah, they don't want to get frostbite. But also...
Are you trying to take Bill Cosby's job? What was
I'm
that?
I'm here all day.
You're here all day. Thank you. Frostbite. Ooh, rain. Let's see here. Yeah, rain's number four. Number four on the list. Rain would not be good for a snowman. Okay. 56 and a half minutes past the hour. Who's going to get in here? 740-383-9944. Something snowmen might have nightmares about. 740-383-9944. Pair of Columbus Zoo tickets hang in the balance here. We've got Lee, Bob, and Mary in the competition so far, and maybe this person coming down the pike right here. Go ahead.
This is a bad answer, but how about wind?
Wind. No wind on the list.
Okay, well then, not a good answer, but I thought I would give it a try.
The comical answer was better. No wind on the list. Something a snowman might have nightmares about. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I do want to remind Phyllis Shirk, your zoo tickets are here. You can pick those up Monday between 4 and 5. Linda Atkins and Ed Atkins, you have Wilds tickets here. Tim, Zumbezi Bay. Judy Cressup, the zoo. Dick Gorenflo picked up his book, so I can scratch that one off. But Monday between 4 and 5, you can pick those up. 740-383-9944. Name something snowmen might have nightmares about. Heat was 2, rain was 4, snowplow was 5, and a dog was number 8. Something a snowman might have nightmares about. 58 minutes past the hour. We're going to do a drawing here in about 1 minute. Is anybody else going to get in on this? Go ahead, caller.
How about melting?
What was that?
Melting.
You know what? No melting on the list. No melting on the list. Something a snowman might have nightmares about. Still about 60 seconds here. 740-383-9944. Something a snowman might have nightmares about. Does anybody know? Spring. Let's see here. Spring. No spring on the list. Spring would be bad. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Caller. Oh, call back if that's you. Must have had a bad connection. Give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something a snowman might have nightmares about. 740-383-9944. Still got 4 answers left on our list today. Go ahead, caller.
Sunshine.
Sunshine's number one on the list. You've got it. Who do we have on the line?
Trish.
Oh, Trish, how you doing?
Okay.
Good to hear from you. Thanks, Trish.
You're welcome.
Trish gets in on the competition. We'll take one more call here. 740-383-9944. Something a snowman might have nightmares about. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about being blown up?
Being blown up? Any particular way they're getting blown up?
Firecrackers.
Firecrackers. No firecrackers on the list, and I'm not sure that's a good guess, so we'll call that borderline.
Okay, well, I've seen videos of that.
Oh, yeah, they do that on YouTube now, don't they? Blow those snowmen up, I guess. Thank you. All right, time to do our drawing here. We've got Lee, Bob, Mary, and Trish. Pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo today. Let me get my card here. Pair of tickets to the zoo. All right, Pastor, give me a number between 1 and 5.
4.
Number 4 goes to Lee. Lee, you're our winner. Monday at 4 p.m., you can get your tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Between 4 and 5 on Monday. All right, coming back with the pastor spot in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
We can never know this, but what was it like to be told you can't eat at a certain restaurant? What was your experience with that?
Well, you know when you phone and great.